الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الفضلاء، إنها لفرصة طيبة أن ألتقي معكم في هذه الليلة في هذا الدرس من دروس العقيدة، وأسأل الله تعالى أن يرزقني وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والإخلاص في القول والعمل والثبات على دينه حتى نلقاه عز وجل. وكنا قد وقفنا على الناقض التاسع من نواقض الإسلام، وهو من اعتقد أن بعض الناس يسعه الخروج عن شريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما وسع الخضر، بل خروج عن شريعة موسى صلى الله عليه وسلم، فهو كافر. هذا هو الناقض التاسع من نواقض الإسلام. من أجاز لأحد أن يخرج عن شريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن هذا من نواقض الإسلام، لأن الله عز وجل بعث محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الناس كافة وأوجب طاعته على العالمين، فقال الله سبحانه: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال الله عز وجل: وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا. وقال الله عز وجل: قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا. وثبت في الصحيحين من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: أعطيت خمسا لم يعطهن أحد قبلي. وذكر منها: وكان النبي يبعث إلى قومه خاصة، وبعثت إلى الناس عامة. فمن لم يستجب للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ويتبعه فهو كافر، سواء كان يهوديا أو نصرانيا أو مجوسيا أو أي ملة كان، لأنه ببعثة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أوجب الله طاعته واتباعه. ومن كان على اليهودية والنصرانية فلا يسع أحدا أن يخرج عن طاعته عليه الصلاة والسلام. فكل من لم يتبع دين الإسلام الذي جاء به النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فهو كافر بالله. ولهذا ثبت في صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: والذي نفسي بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي أو نصراني ثم لا يموت ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار. وجاء في مسند الإمام أحمد من حديث جابر بن عبد الله أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: والذي نفسي بيده لو أن موسى كان حيا ما وسعه إلا أن يتبعني. فهذه النصوص تدل بجلاء على عموم وشمول رسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنه لا يسع أحد الخروج عما جاء به أبدا. ومن اعتقد صحة الخروج عن شريعته عليه الصلاة والسلام إلى اليهودية أو النصرانية أو غيرها من الملل السابقة المحرفة الشركية فهو كافر بالله عز وجل. وفي هذا رد على الصوفية الذين يزعمون أنهم يصلون إلى حالة ليسوا بحاجة إلى اتباع الرسل، ويقولون إن الرسل إنما هم للعوام، أما الخواص فلا يحتاجون إلى الرسل لأنهم يعرفون الله ويصلون إليه. ونقول تبا للصوفية ولدعاة الصوفية، فهذا من الضلال المبين، حيث يقولون إن الرسل الشخص يصل إلى مرحلة اليقين، فما ويستدلون بقوله تعالى: واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. فإذا وصل عندهم إلى هذه المرحلة لا يؤدي عبادة لله عز وجل، لا يصلي. ويقول: حدثني قلبي عن ربي والعياذ بالله. فهذا هو الضلال المبين، نسأل الله تعالى العفو والعافية. فهذا الناقض من نواقض الإسلام فهمه مهم جدا وجدير بالبيان من ذوي العلم والإيمان للناس عموما ولقوم يزعمون اليوم وقبل اليوم أن الأديان السماوية كلها صحيحة والعياذ بالله. وهذه تعتبر شهادة من قائلها لليهود والنصارى بأنهم على حق في البقاء على اليهودية والنصرانية، وإن لم يتابعوا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم على ما جاء به من الشريعة القاتمة. وسبب ذلك قلة العلم وسوء الفهم، والحقيقة التي يجب أن نعلمها ونفقهها أحسن الفقه أن الله عز وجل ختم الأنبياء والرسل بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الصادق المصدوق الأمين رسول رب العالمين إلى الثقلين الجن والإنس، من يوم بعث وأرسل. فإنه لا يجوز لأمة من أن تتعبد بغير الشريعة التي جاء بها من عند الله تعالى، لا اليهود ولا النصارى ولا غيرهم، بل يجب على جميع العالمين اتباعه عليه الصلاة والسلام بالعمل بالدين الحق الذي جاء به عليه الصلاة والسلام، ولا يقبل من أحد سواه. فعلى المسلم أن يفهم هذا الناقض، وهو أن من اعتقد أن أحدا من الناس يسعه الخروج عن شريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فقد وقع في ناقض من نواقض الإسلام. أما مسألة الخضر، فخروج الخضر عن طاعة موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام، لأن موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام لم يرسل إلى الخضر، لأن رسالة موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام خاصة ببني إسرائيل وما هي عامة لجميع الناس. فلذلك كان الخضر على عبادة الله تعالى. وقد اختلف أهل العلم في الخضر، هل هو نبي أم ليس بنبي؟ ورجح بعض أهل العلم أنه نبي لما جاء في الآية في قوله عز وجل وما فعلته عن أمري. فاستدلوا بهذه الآية بعض أهل العلم إلى أن الخضر نبي. فينبغي أن نفقع هذا الناقض من نواقض الإسلام. الناقض العاشر الإعراض عن دين الله عز وجل، لا يتعلمه ولا يعمل به. والدليل قوله تعالى ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه ثم أعرض عنها إنا من المجرمين منتقمون. هذا هو الناقض العاشر الإعراض عن دين الله، أي لا يهتم بالدين، لا يتعلم، ولو تعلم لا يعمل. يعرض عن العلم أولا ثم يعرض عن العمل. ومن أقسام الكفر كفر الإعراض، ولهذا قال الله سبحانه والذين كفروا عما أنذروا معرضون. وقال عز وجل ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه ثم أعرض عنها إنا من المجرمين منتقمون. فمن أعرض عن دين الله لا يتعلم ولا يعمل به استغناء ونفورا وإعراضا أو استهانة بالدين واحتقارا له أو عدم مبالاة بالدين وبالآخرة، فإن هذا النوع من الإعراض مخرج من الملة. ولهذا قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله وأصل الضلال الرافضة والجهمية الإعراض عما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من الكتاب والحكمة وابتغاء الهدى في خلاف ذلك. فمن كان هذا أصله فهو بعد بلاغ الرسالة كافر لا ريب فيه، كافر بعد لا ريب فيه. قال شيخنا الشيخ أحمد النجمي رحمه الله فهذا الإعراض عن أصول الدين، فمن أعرض عن هذه الأصول والقواعد قواعد الدين وأبى أن يقبلها وأبى أن يتعلمها وأبى أن يعمل بها فإنه يكون كافرا كفر إعراض. أما الإعراض الجزئي يقول الشيخ رحمه الله أما الإعراض الجزئي في بعض المسائل التي ليست من الأصول لكنه يعرض في بعض المسائل من باب الكسل، فإن هذا لا يعد مخرجا من الملة. فهو وإن كان مذنبا على حسب ما فعله أو تركه إلا أنه لا يكفر بمجرد ذلك، فهذه مسألة ينبغي فهمها وينبغي إدراكها، وهي مسألة الإعراض عن دين الله عز وجل. فالإعراض عن دين الله وعن تعلمه والعمل به حتى لو عرض عليه كترك شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله أو قولها باللسان وعدم تعلم معناها مع الإتيان بمناقضته لها. فإذا دعي إلى أن يتعلم معنى لا إله إلا الله حتى لا يقع فيما يناقضها أبى وأعرض واستكبر وهو مع ذلك واقع فيما يناقضها كعبادة الأولياء والإتيان إلى السحرة والمنجمين أو الطواف بالقبور وسوق النذر لها أو يمتنع عن أداء الصلاة التي أمر الله بها وهي عمود الإسلام، فهذا الإعراض عن أصول الدين التي لا يكون الإنسان مسلما إلا بقبولها والإتيان بها وتعلمها والعمل بها. فمن أعرض عن هذه الأصول والقواعد وأبى أن يقبلها فإنه يكون كافرا كفر إعراض، فإنه يكون كافرا كفر إعراض. وينبغي للمسلم أن يقبل على الدين وعلى تعلم الشريعة ويحذر من الإعراض عن دين الله. والمراد بالعلم الذي من أعرض عن تعلمه والعمل به كفر هو ما كان فرض عين على كل مكلف، كالعلم بأصول الدين المتمثلة في مراتبه الثلاث: الإسلام وأركانه، الإيمان وأركانه، والإحسان، وما لا يسع المسلم جهله، بخلاف معرفة تفاصيل أحكام الدين والتوسع فيها، فذلك فرض كفاية إذا قام به البعض طغنى عن الباقين وسقط الإثم عنه. وإذا كان الأمر كذلك فإنه يتعين على كل مكلف من المسلمين والمسلمات أن يبذلوا جهودهم في التفقه في دين الله بدون تسويف ولا تساهل، لأن العمل لا يقبل من العامل إلا إذا كان صوابا وخالصا لله عز وجل، ويستحيل أن يكون صائبا إلا إذا تقدمه العلم، وبدون العلم لا يوجد صواب ولا إخلاص في العمل، وإن وجد إخلاص بدون صواب فلا يجدي شيئا، وذلك هو الخسران المبين. والخلاصة أن الجمع بين العلم والعمل طريق المنعم عليهم، وأخذ العلم بدون عمل طريق المغضوب عليهم وهم اليهود. ومن تشبه بهم في ترك العمل بالعلم والعمل بدون علم طريق النصارى، ومن تشبه في الرضا وتشبه بهم في الجهل والضلال والعياذ بالله. فالحذر، غاية الحذر من الإعراض عن دين الله عز وجل وعن تعلم أحكام الشريعة، والحرص في تعلم الدين وتعلم الشريعة. ولهذا يقول عز وجل: ومن يعش عن ذكر الرحمن نقيض له شيطانا فهو له قرين وإنهم ليصدونهم عن السبيل ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون حتى إذا جاءنا قال: يا ليت بيني وبينك بعد المشرقين فبئس القرين ولن ينفعكم اليوم إذ ظلمتم أنكم في العذاب مشتركون. ويقول عز وجل: ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول: يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا، يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا، لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. وقال عز وجل: ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا؟ قال: كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. فالحذر غاية الحذر من الإعراض عن دين الله الذي هو الإعراض الكلي عن دين الله وعن تعلم أحكام الشريعة وعن العمل بها. العمل بها فإن هذا الإعراض الكلي عن دين الله لا يتعلمه ولا يعمل به ناقض من نواقض الإسلام. نسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحب ويرضى، وبإذن الله تعالى نكمل في الدرس المقبل باقي الكلام على نواقض الإسلام والفرق بين الهازل والجاد في الوقوع في المكفرات. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The Sheikh Hafidhahu Allah began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, and he sent the peace and salutations of Allah upon the one who was sent as a mercy to mankind, and upon his family and companions and those who followed them, and those also who upon the tabi'een and those who followed them upon goodness. Then the Sheikh said, to proceed, O noble brothers, it is يعني, a great opportunity to meet again in this lesson from يعني the lessons of Aqeedah, and ask Allah to give us or to grant us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions, and also sincerity and firmness upon his religion until we meet him Azza wa Jal. So we have stopped at the nullifier number 9 in the previous lesson, and it is: whosoever believes that some people are allowed to go against the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like how Al-Khidr went against the Sharia of Musa, peace be upon him, then he is a disbeliever. Then he is a disbeliever. The Sheikh said regarding this, so whosoever makes it permissible for anyone to leave or to go against the Sharia, the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this person, he falls into this nullifier of Islam. And the reason for this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said Muhammad to the whole of mankind. He sent him to whole mankind and jinn as well. So it is an obligation to obey him, to show him obedience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and we have not sent you except as a mercy to mankind. And in another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا لِلنَّاسِ كَافَةً, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ, and we have not sent you except to the whole of mankind. نعم. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يعني addressing his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا. Say, O mankind, I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. Say, O mankind, I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. And also it has been authentically narrated in Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari as well, from the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I was given 5 things that no one before me was given. I was given 5 things that no one before me. لا جابر هذا. أبو هريرة is coming. Next one.
أبو جابر في مسلم أحمد. أبو هريرة في صحيح مسلم.
صحيح مسلم هذا في الصحيحين. نعم. So on the which has been authentically narrated in the 2 صحيح, صحيح مسلم and Bukhari, from the hadith of Jabir, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I was given 5 things that no one was given before me. نعم. قال الشيخ: وثبت في الصحيحين من حديث جابر أعطيت 5 لم يعطهن أحد قبلي. وذكر منها: وكان النبي يبعث إلى قومه خاصة وبعثت للناس كافة. So it has been authentically narrated in the two Sahihs from the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah that he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was given five things that no one before me was given. And he mentioned from those five things that the Prophet or the prophets used to be sent to the يعني, specifically for their nation, and I was sent to the whole of mankind. So whosoever, the Sheikh continues and says, whosoever does not answer to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he does not follow him, then he is a disbeliever. Whether this person is a Jewish person or he's a Christian or any other religion that exists, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it obligatory to follow him, and it is not permitted for anyone to go against his obedience. It is not permissible for anyone to go against the obedience of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Shaykh said, whosoever does not follow the religion of Islam that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, then he is a disbeliever. And for that reason, it has been authentically narrated in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Abu Hurairah. I'm going too fast? Should I slow down or is it okay? Khalas. And for that reason, in Sahih Muslim, it has been narrated from the hadith of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, by the one whose my soul is in his hand, a person from this ummah does not hear about me, whether a Jew or a Christian, and he does not believe in me, and he dies upon that, except that Allah makes it, Allah makes the Jannah haram for him. And also it has been narrated in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad from the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, by the one whose my soul is in his hand, if my brother Musa was alive, then he would not, or he cannot do anything except to follow me. By the one whose my soul is in his hand, that if my brother Musa was alive, then he would not, or he cannot do anything except to follow me, or he would not have any option except to follow me. So the Shaykh said, all of these, or all of the mentioned proofs, show that how general the message or the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, and how that it was sent to the whole of the mankind and the jinn, and that it is not permissible for anyone to go against his obedience. And whosoever, the Shaykh said, whosoever holds the opinion or the belief that it is permissible for him to go against the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and go to the legislation of Judaism or to Christianity or any other religion from the religions that exist, then this person is a disbeliever. He is disbeliever in Allah. And the Sheikh said, in this is a refutation against the Sufiya. In this is a refutation against the Sufiya, those who claim that they can reach a level where they are not in need any longer to follow the messengers. So the Shaykh said, in this is a refutation of the Sufiya, those who claim that some of them can reach a level where they do not have to follow messengers and prophets anymore. And they say that, or they claim that the messengers and the prophets, they were sent to the general folk, not for the special elite of people. A special group of people or special elite of people, they said they are not sent to them, only to the general folk. Naam, and the Sheikh said, and they claim so they can reach a level where they do not, they reach a high level in their understanding that they do not have to follow the prophets and messages any longer. And the Sheikh said, we say, woe to the Sufiya and to the callers of Sufiya. And we say to them, this is from the clear misguidance. This is from the misguidance which is clear. And their statement or their claim that the man, he could reach a level of certainty where he does not have to worship anymore. And they would use the proof when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, commanded his messenger, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, and worship your Lord until certainty comes to you. So they would use this proof to say that if you reach the level of certainty, then you do not have to worship anymore. And also the Sheikh said, from the things they claim, when they reach that level, is they, for example, they start saying, my heart told me about my Lord. Yes, my heart told me so and so about my Lord. Then Allah, يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing to him. And the Shaykh said also this is from clear misguidance. So the Shaykh said, therefore this nullifier of Islam is very important. And to understand it, this nullifier is very important and it should be understood. And also it is worthy of being clarified for the people. And also clarified for the general people and to those who claim that all of the religions are correct. The Shaykh said also to those who claim that all religions are correct. And the Shaykh said, those people who claim this, it is as if they testifying that Judaism and Christianity are correct religions, even if they do not follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is as if those people who say all of the religions are correct, it is as if they're saying that Christianity, Judaism are also correct, even if the people do not follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or do not believe in him. And the reason for this, or the cause of this, is the lack of knowledge and also the misunderstanding. Then the Shaykh continued, he said, so it is a must that it is upon us that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sealed the prophethood with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truthful one, yes, and the one who is believed and a trustworthy messenger of Allah to the thaqalain, to the jinn and mankind, from the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him until the day of judgment. It's not permissible for anyone to worship Allah with that which he did not come with, with anything which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come with. It is not permissible for anyone to worship Allah with anything other than what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, but rather it is an obligation to follow him and to act upon the true religion that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, and it is not accepted from anyone other than him. So the Shaykh said, so it is upon the Muslim to understand this nullifier. It is upon the Muslim to understand this nullifier. And he read it out again and he said, so whosoever believes that some people are allowed to go against the Sharia of Muhammad. Yes, all of those people claiming, anyone who believes that some people are allowed to go against the Sharia of Muhammad. So the Shaykh said, so whosoever does so, then he has fell into this nullifier. As for the affair of Khidr, as the Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab said, like how Al-Khidr went against the Sharia of Musa, peace be upon him. Then the Shaykh said, as for the issue or the affair of Khidr, then his going against the Sharia or the legislation of Musa, peace be upon him, the reason for this is because Musa alayhi salam was not sent to Al-Khidr. Yani the message of Musa did not also cover Al-Khidr as well, did not include Al-Khidr, because Musa alayhi salam was sent specifically to the sons of Israel, Bani Israel, to his nation, and Khidr was not from them. So the Shaykh said, so the message or the prophethood of Musa alayhi salam was not a general one, it was specific for his people. Yes? So the Shaykh said, so therefore Al-Khidr also was upon the worship of Allah. Al-Khidr was upon the worship of Allah. And the scholars, they have differed whether he was a prophet or not. The scholars have differed whether Al-Khidr was a prophet or not. And some scholars who held that he was a prophet, they have said that the most correct opinion is that he was a prophet. Yes, and they have used the verse where he said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the tongue of Al-Khidr, and I have not done it for my own desire. I have not done it for my own desire. So the scholars, they use this to say that he was a prophet because he did not do it from his own will. So the 10th nullifier, the Shaykh moved on and concluded the 10th nullifier, and he said, the 10th nullifier, الإعراض عن دين الله تعالى لا يتعلمه ولا يعمل به. والدليل قوله تعالى ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه ثم أعرض عنها إنا من المجرمين منتقمون. Okay, so the 10th nullifier is turning away from the religion of Allah, not learning it and not acting upon it. And the proof is the statement of Allah, and who is more oppressive than the one who is reminded with the verses of his Lord and then he turns away from them? Verily we will get retribution from the criminals. Now again, the 10th nullifier, turning away from the religion of Allah, not learning it and not acting upon it. And the evidence is in the statement of Allah, and who is more oppressive than the one who is reminded with the verses of his Lord and then he turns away from them? Verily we will get retribution from the criminals. So the Shaykh said, turning away from the religion of Allah. Turning away from the religion of Allah, meaning that he does not give any importance, he does not give any care to the religion of Allah. He does not learn it. And even if he learns it, he does not act upon it. So he turns away from knowledge, firstly. Firstly he turns away from knowledge. Secondly, he turns away from the action or from acting upon it. And the Shaykh said, and from the types of disbelief is kufr al-i'rad, the disbelief of turning away. Naam, the disbelief of turning away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the Shaykh quoted the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَمَّا أُنذِرُوا مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and those who have believed have turned away from what they have been warned with. And those who have disbelieved have turned away from what they have been warned with. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. And who is more oppressive than the one who is reminded with the verses of his Lord and then he turns away from them? Verily we will get retribution from the criminals. So the Shaykh said, whosoever turns away from the religion of Allah by way of learning it and acting upon it, and this is by looking down upon it, looking down upon the religion of Allah, and out of arrogance, or out of not giving any importance or any care to the religion of Allah, and not giving any importance or care to the day of judgment, to the last day, alayhi salam, then the Shaykh said, then this becomes a type of the types of turning away from the religion of Allah, that which takes you out of the fold of Islam. The type of turning away from the religion which takes you away or takes you out of the fold of Islam. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said that the misguidance of the Rafida and the Jahmiyyah, the misguidance of Al-Rafida, the two deviant groups, Rafida and Jahmiyyah, their misguidance came through turning away from that which Allah, which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, from the book and the Sunnah, from the book and the wisdom, and they sought guidance in other than that. Yes. So again, Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said that the cause for the misguidance of the Rafida and the Jahmiyyah is turning away from that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, from the book and the wisdom, and they sought guidance in other than that. So the Shaykh said, whosoever's situation is like this, then this person is a disbeliever without a doubt. And our Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi said, quoting the Shaykh said, our Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi said, this is the type of turning away from the qawa'id, from the principles and the foundations of the religion of Islam, which the person, so the Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi said, so turning away from these principles and fundamental parts of Islam, and also if the person rejects them, and he also refuses to learn them and to act upon them, then this person is a disbeliever. Yes, he's a disbeliever, and this type of disbelief is kufr al-i'rad, the type of disbelief by turning away. And he continued, Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, as for partial turning away, not completely and absolutely turning away from the religion of Allah, but parts of it, some parts of it you turn away from it, in some of the affairs, the Shaykh said, which are not from the fundamentals of the religion. Yes, and he does so by because of or due to laziness, then this does not take the person out of Islam. Naam, I repeat, Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi said, as for turning away from some parts of the religion in some issues which are not from the fundamentals of the religion, and he does this out of laziness, then this does not take the person out of Islam. It does not take him outside of the fold of Islam. And the Shaykh said that even though that this person is sinful and according to that which he left off or that which he abandoned, he is sinful according to that. But however, it does not take him from Islam to being a disbeliever. It does not remove him from Islam to disbelief because of this turning away from some parts which are not from the fundamentals of Islam. So the Shaykh said, this is an affair which the person, or this is an affair that it is upon us to understand. And this affair is the turning away from the religion of Allah and turning away from learning it and acting upon it. Naam. And the Shaykh said, يعني give an example by saying that if the person utters the testimony of faith, the testimony of Islam, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. And so the person, he utters it with his tongue, but he performs with his actions things which contradict it. Yes? And if it was said to this person, then you have to learn. You have to learn, it's obligatory upon you to learn the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And he refuses. He refuses to learn, he turns away from learning it, while at the same time committing actions which contradict it. Contradict the testimony of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, such as worshipping other than Allah, making an oath by other than Allah, sacrificing for the idols and so on, and also withholding from praying. The person refusing to pray acts like this, then the Shaykh said, then those are the fundamentals in a religion which the person has to learn. For example, the meaning of La ilaha illallah is from the fundamentals of the religion that the person has to learn. And whosoever refuses, then he is a disbeliever. Whosoever refuses this, then he is a disbeliever. Kufra i'rad. The type of disbelief which is by way of turning away from the religion. Then the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he continued and he said, and it is upon the Muslim to accept, or it is upon the Muslim to submit and to begin learning the religion of Allah, and also to be aware of turning away from the religion of Allah. Yes? So it's upon the person to start learning the religion of Allah and be aware of turning away from it. And the Shaykh said, and the intent behind knowledge here, learning, when he said learning, the intent behind that which you learn is that which is a fard ayn, an obligatory upon every single person who is mukallaf, who is he has to fulfill the prayers, zakah, and so on. Yes, the person who is mature in and as mukallaf, that it's obligatory for him to fulfill the actions of Islam. So the Shaykh said, al-ilm here, the knowledge here is that which is fard ayn upon everyone. It is an obligation that every single person needs to fulfill. And the Shaykh said the example of this is learning the foundation of the religion and the fundamental principles in the religion as well. This is fard ayn upon everyone. And also said, usul al-deen, the fundamentals of the religion with its three levels. Islam and its pillars, Iman and its pillars, and Ihsan. This is an example of that which is fard ayn upon the person. And the Shaykh said, and things which the person cannot be ignorant of is also fard ayn. There are some things, some affairs in the religion that the person cannot, and he's not, it's not permissible for him to be ignorant of them. So this is also the intent behind learning here. The Shaykh said, as for learning the rulings in Islam, the legislations, going into them, going deep into them, and studying them too far deep, then the Shaykh said, this is fard kifaya. This is fard kifaya, that if a group of people from the Muslims do, then the other people who did not study it, they are not sinful. Yes, so if a group of people fulfill learning these legislations in Islam and going deep into it and expanding upon it, then the other people who did not learn it, they are not sinful. Yes, so the sin is removed from those people who did not learn them by this group of people who did. So the Shaykh said, so if the affair was like this, then it is upon every mukallaf, every person who's obliged to learn or to understand the religion of Allah, without saying I will, always saying I will, I will, I will, without tasweef. Yes, always saying I will. So Sheikh said, without that, you have to learn, and also without laziness. You should not be lazy, because the Sheikh said, any action is not accepted. It's not accepted except when it is with sincerity, and it has to be correct. The action has to be correct, يعني upon the sunnah. So the Sheikh said, and this does not happen, or يعني يعني you do not achieve these two things, sincerity and the action being according to the sunnah, except with knowledge. You do not achieve sincerity and يعني the correction of or the correct actions except with knowledge. And the Sheikh said, and if the person has sincerity but he does not commit the action, or he does not fulfill the actions according to the sunnah, then this does not benefit him. If he's sincere but he does not follow the sunnah, then this does not benefit him. So the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, he said, so the summary of this is that knowledge and acting upon it is the path of those who are guided, and the path of those who Allah bestowed His mercy upon, His favor upon. And the Sheikh said, as for the Jews, then their path, or the path that they followed, is knowledge with no action. Naam, the path of the Jews, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his anger is upon them, al-maghdubi alayhim, the Jews, they had knowledge but they had no action. So they had the knowledge but they did not act upon it. And on the other hand, you have the Christians, the misguided ones. Yes, the misguided ones who had actions but they had no knowledge. So they were acting upon something which they had no knowledge of. So the Sheikh said, so we have to be aware, extremely aware from turning away from the religion of Allah. And also we have to make sure that we seek يعني, the knowledge in the religion of Allah, the legislation of Allah, and its يعني, the rulings of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a verse, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. And the one who turns away from the remembrance of Rahman, Ar-Rahman, we will allocate, or we will appoint to him, نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا, we will allocate to him a shaytan, and he will remain with him, a qareen, يعني a companion, he will be his companion. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَسُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they turn them away from the path while thinking that they are guided. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ سَبِيلًا. And on the day when the oppressor bites on his fingers and he says, I wish that I took with the Prophet, يعني I took a path or followed the path of the Prophet. يَا وَيْلَتَ لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Woe be to me, I wish that I did not take so and so as a companion. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ أَنْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. He had misguided me after the remembrance came to me. And the shaitan always was disappointing to the mankind. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And the one who turns away from my remembrance, then he has يعني, a miserable life. And he will be resurrected in the day of judgment as a blind person. قال ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. And then he will say, oh my Lord, why did you resurrect me as a blind person? And I was a person with sight. قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها فكذلك اليوم تنسى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, likewise our verses came to you and you forgot about them, you turned away from them. Likewise today you will be forgotten. So the Sheikh said, we have to be aware, extremely aware, from يعني, complete turning away from the religion of Allah and from learning it. And the Sheikh said, this is a nullifier from the nullifiers of Islam. We ask Allah to grant us success to that which He is pleased with and that which He likes. And in the next lesson, bi-idhnillah, the Sheikh said, we will discuss some affairs to do with the nullifiers of Islam. And also يعني, some issues regarding when the person is kidding or when he's serious. Things like that to do with the nullifiers of Islam. That will be in the next lesson next week, bi-idhnillah, Azza wa Jal. Abandoned. وكذلك اليوم تنسى يعني you'll be abandoned. نعم, not forgotten. But نعم, you'll be abandoned. tomorrow, just a quick announcement, tomorrow, bidnillah, after Salat al-Maghrib, is a question and answer session with Sheikh Falah bin Dikar. Hafidhahullah. Naam, question and answer session after Maghrib. So all the brothers and sisters are welcome to attend and benefit. هذا وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.